a firefighter has died during a flood rescue in Austria. One person has drowned in Poland. Five people have died in Romania and several are missing in Czechia as torrential rain caused by Storm Boris continues to wreak havoc across Central and Eastern Europe. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk has declared a state of natural disaster there. Mariusz Feltanowski is Chief Commander of Poland's Fire Service. He told BBC News how they've responded to the disaster over recent days.
The situation is really serious. We have affected four regions from 16 in our territory. So we activated the whole national rescue and firefighter system. As well, we are supported by military, border guard and other services to deal with the situation.
I speak now to Eastern Europe reporter for RTE, Liam Nolan. He's in Poland, and to journalist in Prague with Radio Prague International, Anna Kubiszta. Anna and Liam, thank you both very much for joining us this morning. And Liam, the latest from Poland this morning.
Good morning, Gavin. Yes, it's quite a critical situation down in the southwest of Poland. There's two regions that are most affected. Regions that border the Czech Republic. One confirmed fatality so far. There have been local reports that there were other fatalities towards the end of yesterday and in the early hours, but local authorities have not confirmed those reports yet. There has been evacuations of a number of towns close to the Czech border, towns that were severely flooded. The military, the Polish government has deployed the military, as we heard in the clip there, to help the local civil defence to evacuate towns that are cut off from flooding. The Polish cabinet is due to meet in the next hour to decide the next steps. Prime Minister Donald Tusk visited the region yesterday and met with local rescue workers and residents down there. So it's really quite a critical situation at this point.
Were authorities in Poland in any way prepared for this?
I think they were. I mean, they were prepared as much as they could have been. The Polish Met Office issued a warning on Thursday and again on Friday that there would be heavy rain in the southwest of the country and that there was potential for flooding. Polish authorities have been preparing for this kind of major flood for almost 30 years. The last big flood to have affected southwestern Poland was in 1997. That year, over 50 people died, and the major city in the region, Wrocław, was badly flooded that year. So authorities in the years since, they've been working to make sure they've got the infrastructure in place to avoid such a tragic scenario again. Big dams and reservoirs were built in the years since. There's one large dam and reservoir that construction was only completed on, Gavin, a few years ago, which is a dam on the Oder River, the main river in the region. That began, authorities put that into action for the first time. It's taken in a lot of flood water since Sunday morning in the hope that, the plan being that those waters don't reach the city of Wrocław in the southwest.
Anna Kubiszta in Prague, good morning. Tell us what's happening where you are.
Good morning. So basically, as Liam said, we are it's mainly the north and northeast of Czechia that's been affected because it borders, of course, to Poland. Miraculously, Prague has been spared. We just reached just level one of flood alert. But of course, all of these regions of the north and northeast and a little bit also in the south of Bohemia, some of these regions have been completely cut off of the rest of the country for some time yesterday. It was Sunday. We've seen footage of towns being completely flooded, destroyed houses. Unfortunately, this morning we are registering in Czechia seven missing people, three missing people from a vehicle that was completely swept away in a stream in Lipová Lázně. Others are still missing this morning, and unfortunately, one fatality also in northeast of Czechia. More than 10,000 people have been evacuated since the beginning of the floods. Dozens of railways have been disrupted, and more than a quarter of a million of people were out of power. This morning, for instance, mobile networks in Moravia, Silesia, and Olomouc regions, which are the regions that are more affected are still facing local outages due to power cuts, with hundreds of cell towers without electricity.
Czechia has very recent memory of very bad flooding in 2002. Was the country more ready this time?
Yes, I would say so. A little bit like Liam said, in fact, we were really warned ahead. I mean, during the week, there would be heavy floods. It's true, as you say, in 2002, it was really a catastrophe. I mean, it was almost a quarter of a million of people that had been evacuated. It was a big trauma for the whole country. So since then, there have been prepared with anti-flooding measures that have been taken. Fortunately, until today, there had been no real use. There have been some floods sometimes, but not that big as we are experiencing now. And they really have urged people to follow evacuation orders, because unfortunately, some people stayed at home and had to be evacuated by the firefighters, and that really complicated the work for the rescue teams. But basically, I would say the authorities were prepared, and the people kind of like globally followed the evacuation orders.
Liam and Anna, thank you both very much for speaking to us. Liam Nolan is RTE's Eastern Europe reporter based in Poland, and Anna Kubiszta is a journalist in Prague with Radio Prague International.